I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom,
what is up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Friday, everybody, and happy early Labor Day weekend. We will get to everybody's Labor Day plans in the show. And I want to share with you that we just have a great lineup today. We've got Fred Gutenberg, who's going to be joining Brian and I here on the air at the bottom half of this hour. Mr. Gutenberg's daughter, Jamie, was killed in the Parkland school shooting 5 years ago, and since then has made it his mission to help lobby for common sense gun regulations. And he's going to be joining us to talk about Representative Derek Van Orten and his basically beholdenness, I think would be a correct indicator, his extreme positions on guns. Really, really looking forward to that discussion with Mr. Gutenberg. We also have Chuck Collins joining us for today's 3 o'clock hour for Maggie and the Millionaires. Chuck is a native Wisconsinite, everybody. He is the great-great-grandson of Oscar Mayer. So that is going to be a terrific conversation because everybody loves bologna. I mean, right? So Chuck and Fred joining us today. We're also going to have Civic Media's own Terry Barr to close out this week of what's local and overlooked, some positive news heading into the weekend. But Brian, I wanted to start here because it has been in the news for a number of days and we haven't yet talked about it on our show. And that is what went down at Arlington National Cemetery this past week.
I give it a thumbs up.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I have been hoping, I guess, perhaps really naively, that this story was either exaggerated or that there was an explanation, that it was just a good faith disagreement. But the reporting that has come out, first broke by NPR, it just keeps getting worse. So if you're not familiar, I'm sure most of you have heard something about this. Mr. Trump was asked to join some families at Arlington National Cemetery on August 26th, so earlier this week. And as part of that, they were visiting Section 60, which is the area of the Arlington National Cemetery that is generally reserved for service members who served in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. And because of the recency of those conflicts, federal law prohibits filming or photography there for campaign purposes. It's well known. The law is very clear. And apparently what happened was campaign staffers from the Trump campaign were with the former president and these families and attempted to take photos and videos. And a staffer for the Arlington National Cemetery stepped up to remind them that taking such videos and photos is prohibited. And there was an actual physical altercation. And again, I guess really naively, I kept hoping that that didn't happen. But yes, the statement to NPR on Tuesday of this week, Arlington National Cemetery confirmed that there was an incident and a report was filed. And again, here, this is from the statement from Arlington National Cemetery. This was on Tuesday. Quote, federal law prohibits political campaign or election-related activities within Army National Military Cemeteries to include photographers, content creators, or any other persons attending for purposes or indirect support of a partisan political candidate's campaign. Arlington National Cemetery reinforced and widely shared this law and its prohibitions with all of Monday's participants. And the cemetery isn't releasing the name of the person involved in the incident, for obvious reasons, because I'm sure death threats would immediately occur. But when this is taken in the context and in the totality of Donald Trump's continuous denigration of service members, this to me is just shocking. You would expect a campaign, like, forget that it's Donald Trump. Like, maybe can we act like it was 15 years ago? If someone's campaign, whether it was for dog catcher or governor or a congressional representative, and certainly for president of the United States, before all of this weirdness, if this would have happened in any other campaign, the person that shoved the staffer from ANC, from the Arlington National Cemetery, that was just trying to do their job to remind people of the solemnness of Section 60, especially, remind them of federal law, to avoid the exploitation of service members, and also to protect the families of others buried around the family members of those who invited Donald Trump to this ceremony on Monday. If this had happened in any other circumstances, the campaign would have apologized and that person would have been fired. But I've held my, or kept my powder dry a bit on this, because I wanted to be sure that this was as bad as it indeed appeared on Tuesday. And it is now unquestionably so. And what's worse was not just the original altercation, but oh my goodness, the unapologetic and completely inappropriate response from Trump campaign spokespeople. And I'll get to what they've said in just a moment. I'm curious what you all thought, what your reactions to this were, especially if you or someone you love have served in the military. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC. On Thursday, so just yesterday, by the way, the official, the staffer from the National Cemetery refused to press charges. And at the Pentagon yesterday, Sabrina Singh, the deputy press secretary, said the Defense Department was not pursuing the incident any further, that they stood by their prior statements, and that they considered the matter closed. In addition, they made clear that the FBI and the Justice Department, that neither entity are investigating the incident and are unlikely to do so. Why, if you're a Trump supporter, like, why is this defensible? I just do not understand this. I am so disturbed by this. And the fact that Corey Lewandowski has posted photos from that afternoon. Corey Lewandowski is employed by the Trump campaign. I'm looking at, I'm looking at Corey Lewandowski's posts with the photos. That's a violation of federal law. Why is that okay? I'd like to hear from you all as well.
I don't see them jumping in on this at all. The guy has used very sacred things as props before. He even held up a Bible upside down for a photo op. I mean, nothing is sacred here, and I find it also, I mean, again, it has to be about cult worship for this guy, because honestly, these are the people who have, they changed the flag to make it different so that they can put it up and have a blue line across it to go and say that they have solidarity. And they always say, we love the troops, we love the troops, and all this stuff, except for when it comes to using them as a photo op. It's disgusting.
It's so exploitative. And here's what made it worse. Not just the use of the photos, and apparently Mr. Trump also posted a video of this footage on TikTok. And it was a campaign video, because the voiceover on the video that Mr. Trump posted to TikTok had a voiceover that was criticizing the Biden administration. Like, that is campaigning. But this is what was the most disturbing element of this entire scandal, is that Stephen Chung, one of the Trump campaign's most vocal spokespeople, he's the one that's quoted very frequently, when asked to make comment by NPR, accused the woman working for the National Cemetery, for Arlington, who simply tried to remind staffers of the rules. Mr. Chung accused her of suffering a mental health episode. What?
Hey, at least he didn't use the word hysteria.
Well, you might have. The implication's clear. And to top it all off, then Chris LaCivita, another advisor, high-level advisor for the Trump campaign, sent it his own statement on Tuesday that the cemetery worker, the staffer, was a, quote, despicable individual who is spreading lies and dishonoring the men and women of our armed forces. How is this not gaslighting? How is this not completely turning around and having zero accountability and zero respect for our service members who have made the ultimate sacrifice? Disgusting. We come back. I want to get your impressions. The phone and text lines are open. Are you as enraged as I am about this? In the string of indignities suffered by our military at the hands of Donald Trump, wow. What the hell's wrong with these people? They got to be out of their minds. I'm going to take a breath. We'll come back and hear from you after these brief messages. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC.
Hey, I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
The president is pushing back against people who attack him day after day after day. Where is the outrage on that?